Big brother? Big brother? I know you're in here somewhere. You're always hiding in the old library wing. Making me walk around amidst these dusty shelves. I've got better things to do, you know. Ugh, if I get dust on my pretty new tail ribbons, I'm blaming him. Why must he be so obsessed with these old books? Every fine family collects them. But actually reading them so often? That dummy. He must have read those weird grimoires more than... You idiot! You scared me, big brother! Don't come around the shelves so fast! I thought you were some kind of poltergeist or something! Huh? Poltergeists are scared of cats? Well, I guess that's lucky for me then. For us. Both of us. But we're only half cats, big brother. Do you suppose it would count? Shut up! I am not scared! You're just a mean old poopy head! Huh? Oh, Mother said I'm not supposed to talk like that, because it isn't ladylike. Well, it's a good thing she's not here, isn't it? So I can say whatever I like. Since Mother and Father went away on the steamer for Father's lecture tour, at least. I haven't even been swatted by the servants with a newspaper for swearing in... what day is today? Yes, yes. I know Father put you in charge of the estate. That's why I was looking for you, big brother. While you're wasting your time on crumbling yellow texts, the valet says that you haven't touched the ledgers in Father's study for 3 whole days. Well, I know I said I'd give them a look if you asked. I was always better at sums than you. But really, it was you that Father put in charge, and it's the man's duty to look after such things. Besides, I'm not allowed to enter Father's study. What do you mean? When has that ever mattered to me? I haven't stolen anything from our parents since I was... I was younger than I am now. Shut up! You're such a cocky little fool. Even if you are my older brother, you are such a pain in my perfect pretty tail. Now then, spit it out. What's wrong with you? Why have you been sulking in the library wing these days? My maid said she only saw you at breakfast yesterday. And you didn't eat dinner with me. Or watch me practice my dance recital when you said you would. I know you've always enjoyed watching me at it, even if you won't admit it. Anyway, so what is it? Something in Father's study? Did you look at something other than the account ledgers? I never took you for the sort, you know. You were always the obedient one. The one who followed Father's stupid rules while he doted on me and let me get away with things. Have you finally found your rebellious streak? What about me? Something in his notes? Why would he write about me? Oh no! You cannot be serious! A breeding contract? But I'm barely old enough for it. And he never even told me. Which family is it for? He's looking for a match? Since I went into... Oh, no. I thought I cleared up any sign of that. Don't tell me my maid could still smell it. Oh, shit. So what if I'm swearing for real now? Is this not the time for it? Our father... father wants to send me off to some other family I've never met before to be bred like a dirty common street cat girl by some other cat boy. What do I mean by other? Well, foreign, different, you know. Shut up, dummy. It doesn't matter how I say it. I am going to have to leave home to put all my things in trunks and take a carriage over to the mountain somewhere and probably won't be back except for Christmas and the festivals. I'll have to leave everything, my dancing teacher and our home and you and my beautiful engraved piano and all our... Didn't say you. As though I'd miss you that much, big brother. Of course, I will miss you watching my dance recitals. You always had sweet things, useful things to say. To critique me, that is. And I might miss you. You coming to see me in the mornings and eating dinner with me and your son to... I'm not blushing! It's very... it's very hot in this old library, you know? I don't know if I want to breed with anyone else. You know what I mean. Wait, what? You would be jealous if you knew I had to do that? Why? Nobody said you had to imagine it or anything, you pervert. Jeez. But then I suppose when I came back home with the scent of another catboy on me and his seed quickened in my tummy, you know. And, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm trying to say. This is your fault! Making me feel all red and hot and itchy and confused! That sounds like just being in heat. You dirty pervert! How can you even think about that at a time like this? You know, a cat girl's heat isn't something to be spoken about. It's private. I'm only talking about it with you because you're my... Well, because of the situation. This is too much! How am I meant to accept it? When were they going to tell me? After they'd already found me a match? You don't want me to go either? Well, why not? Even if it's not how I wanted it, you must have known this day would come. Why do you want me to stay so badly, big brother? Because I smell so good? What sort of sick, perverted answer is that? Just because I'm in heat and we're alone together does not mean you can reveal such lewd thoughts. It doesn't even matter if I'd want you to. There's just no excuse for it. Even if I wouldn't mind you being the one instead. Don't make me say it again, big brother. Your ears twitched when I said that. I know you heard. Ugh, fine. I said I wouldn't mind you being the one to breed me instead. Because if you were, then I could stay here, right? I could stay home and have our kittens and it would be like it used to. I wouldn't have to... What are you doing? Why are you kissing me? I only kiss back because I can't help it. I'm really in heat, big brother. I cannot hold back when you do such lewd things. And now I'm all worked up over what's going on and you're just gonna take advantage of me? Well, if it can't be helped, then I won't let you take the lead forever. I always was the bolder one. Silly brother. Oh, big brother, your tongue is so wet, and I can feel your scent filling me up inside. It's making me feel like when we were kittens in the bathtub together, back when you would use your tongue to wash behind my ears. And I always loved, I definitely hated that. Stupid brother. Brother, why are you touching the base of my tail? I told you never to touch it. My perfect tail must be maintained at all times. No! Even when it feels good. Oh my, the way you're rubbing my tail, for some reason it's making my special kitty area get all wet. Can you smell it? Yes? Oh my, that look on your face tells me that you like the smell of your sister's heat. You are such a dirty boy, big brother. I can even see you poking through your trousers like some kind of commoner, unable to control himself, the way it strains at the tip. I can even see it making the fabric wet. Well, our mother did buy you those fine trousers, and we don't want to get them stained. I suppose you should remove them. Shh! None of the servants will come in here. They just dusted when they saw you using this place yesterday. Remember? Besides, I'm not going to wait. You're the one who started this by being a dirty, horny pervert and getting excited by his own precious sister. When you're this lewd, I won't wait to see it. Oh my, it is so big and hard, and the scent, it's like my nose is burning up with it and making me drink it in and lose all my composure. I wonder how my rough little tongue would feel against the head of it. Would you like that, big brother? Does your lewd, dirty pervert cock want your cute little sister's tongue to lick it? So good. It makes my skin tingle, filling me with your smell, your taste. More, more. There's no way I'd be so indecent, but Big Brother's cock is so good. I am not sucking your cock. I would never be so base and filthy as to suck my own brother's beautiful penis. But if he were to force me, if you were to take my head as I kneel down in front of you and make your little sister take your cock in her little throat, ravishing her, then I would be forced to let you have your way with me, using my throat to massage your shaft, pulling on my ears. It's so undignified for such a fine, perfect catgirl princess like myself. But I'd have no choice if you just... Ooh!
yes. You're using my warm little mouth and my rough pink tongue to please your big, hard, throbbing cock. What kind of sick monster would make his own adorable, loving, innocent, and perfect little sister kneel in front of him just so that he could fuck her perfect throat? You are so cruel. Stupid big brother! As if I like having my beautiful mouth abused so thoroughly. Aren't you ashamed of making me choke on your cock? But if your bestial urges at the scent of my heat are too strong, you can keep going. Go on, big brother. Relieve yourself. Make me take it all. My saliva all over your cock, dripping down my chin. You are going to make a mess of me. You're going to come? Then what are you stopping for, dummy? When a cute little cat girl gives you her throat, you show her you're grateful for it and use it to your heart's content. So go on, fuck my throat and fill it with your seed. Much of it. I couldn't swallow it all. I can feel it dripping down my chin. It smells so strong. I've never had cum on my face before. It's making my special little spot under my tail go crazy. You'll take care of it? But, big brother, that would mean... You meant it earlier? About breeding me? Well, you've made quite the mess of me. At this point, I would almost feel foolish saying no. But you know what this means, don't you? If you're the one who's going to be breeding me, you read a lot, big brother. You know that in the old days, some of the most esteemed families used to breed together to keep their pedigree. Cousins and sometimes even brothers and sisters. What if instead of me having a contract with some other family, it was like that? Don't you want that, big brother? You can't hide it. I can smell it. And I can see your cock getting hard again just at the thought of breeding with me. I can see it in your eyes, you know. You know this is wrong. You know I'm too cute and innocent for this, with my perfectly kept skirts and silk ribbons on my groomed tail and ears. But I know that's a part of why you want me. I'm the sweet-smelling, delicious little flower you were always forbidden from picking. But now you've stopped hiding it. I mean, you've already used me as if I were some dirty plaything. You're staring at me, and you can still see the glistening spots of your cum on my lips. Are you going to stop short of making me your mate as well? We're in this terribly deep, Big Brother. We already know we've stopped pretending. Why not give in to our lusts for one another? We're the finest family in the country. What do we care what anyone else says? So what if we want to mate with each other and breed? My body is aching to feel your warm, throbbing, powerful cock deep inside. So let's do it. You'll defile me to your heart's desire, filling me with your raw seed, and then we'll go to Father's study and destroy those breeding contracts. Because then I will belong to you and you alone.
You? Oh, yes! Yes, that's it, Big Brother! Turn me around. I'll put my hands on the shelf, pull up my skirts, and feel under my tail. That's it. That's what you've been missing. My sweet, succulent little kitty lips. Can you feel them against the tip of your penis? They want you so, so very badly.
What are you doing, Big Brother? Why are you rubbing my entrance with your tip so much? Hurry up! Why won't you just stick it in? Don't you know how much it burns and itches with need when you do that? You are teasing me too much. Brother, it's too much. Do you really enjoy tormenting me so much? Making my body so lewd just to... Yes! Oh, finally, oh, you are filling me up. Oh, your cock is pulling me forward to you. Deep already. Oh God, oh God, oh God. I can feel it twitching inside. Oh, it is so relieving. Oh, it's scratching that itch so deep. Keep going. Oh, put your hands under my skirt. Squeeze my ass. I need you to make me feel like you are using me just for your pleasure. Oh, that is it. Ravish my little kitty hole. Don't just breed me, Big Brother. I need you to fuck me. You can't stop me swearing now, Big Brother. There is nobody to tell me to be a good little girl. Nobody but you. And I know you love me saying filthy words and my adorable voice. It makes your cock... It makes it twitch inside of me. You want me to be a good fuck doll. A good little hole just to please your big horny cock. It's okay. I'll be that for you, Big Brother. Your little sister will be your cock warmer. From now on, just think of me as your property. I may be your proud, elegant sister, but when it's just us, I can be your common little whore. Just as long as you keep being rough with me. You didn't know I could talk like that? Ooh, there's a lot you don't know about me, Big Brother. But you're learning. I can tell from the way that you throb and pulse inside my little dripping wet kitten cunt as you use it. But I like being broken down like this. Just keep fucking me, showing me. It feels so good to finally have my heat satisfied. Oh, I am so close, Big Brother. The rougher you are, the more my pussy tightens. Make it tighter, use me harder. My ears, my precious ribbons. You're pulling my hair so hard. Ooh, it's exactly what I deserve. I've been so mean to you, and now you get to take it all out on me. Go on, do it. Let your frustration out inside of me. Use your raw hard cock to punish your bratty little sister. Punish me for my words and my sweet, smelling, teasing, in heat pussy. Let it all out. Don't you dare pull out. I need to know. You've really bred me. Dig deep inside. Let it all out inside of my raw little breed hole. Fill my womb. Fill my womb. Fill my womb. If you haven't impregnated me already, well, there's always next time at least. Of course I was serious, silly. This won't be the only time, unless you wanted it to be. We can do it just as we said. We'll sneak away together whenever we like. To the servants, you're just doting on me more than usual. Maybe in the estate grounds, behind the hedge mazes, or if you help me with my bath instead of the maids. So many opportunities for you to get your beautiful, perfect cock inside of me. And once you've gotten me good and pregnant, I'll be yours forever. We'll be mated, brother and sister, like ancient royalty. And I'll stay here with you. Would you really like that, big brother?
Meow.
Good. Then we'll remain here. And I will remain your secret, submissive to you, if only in private. Forever. And for always. Mm.